Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.
What's going on, family? This is your boy DJ Preach, the founder of The Life Show Radio. And I see that you're doing great things right now by keeping it locked here on the MTMV Sports Podcast. Yeah, I better be talking about the Carolina Panthers. Let's go.
To be killing, they figure I never be hot as a killer gorilla. When I'm in the booth of the villain, you know what the deal is. Now get out your feelings, so this gonna be critical. Cut the umbilical, put me inside of a mind of a criminal. Meaning I'm moving in silence, a criminal. We get king up in the pool, a familiar humming a villain, bro.
I got you covered.
This side,
JT.
All right, y'all. Look, we're hopping into our segment. One of our segments that everybody loves. If you get a chance, I don't know why we waited until right now. We've been arguing the whole time anyway, right? So this ain't nothing new for this segment, for this show anyway. Normally, the show is very peaceful, right? A lot of peaceful individuals on here saying a lot of peaceful things. But today has been a lot of smoke. So we're going to continue with that vibe. And we'll hop into this next segment. This segment's called Spicy Talking. Here's what we're talking about. Last week we brought it up. When will the Steelers lose? We asked that question. And a lot of people said they would lose this week. Well, they didn't. And they beat one of the best teams in the NFL in the Ravens, right? And so as you look at it, the question really has to be asked. After defeating those Ravens, are the undefeated Steelers the best team in the NFL? Like, are they the absolute best team in the NFL? They're the lone unbeaten team, right? But does that qualify them? Are they the best team in the NFL? We have two teams on the yes side. We have Connie West side. We got The Voice and MVP JT. On the no side, we got Will Smith. As you can see why he would be on that side. We got Will, we got Miles Austin, and we have Laura, y'all. So we were about to hop into this. We're going to kick off with the yes side. They have 1 minute on the clock for whoever's starting. This is how it works, y'all. So we first start off with it's a graded argument, so we get points per good point. So if you make a good point, then you get a point for that. But we first start off with the first speaker. The first speaker gets 1 minute. After that, the floor gets 1 minute, and then we move on to the next team in a rebuttal. After that, we then do that again, and then finally we wrap up with 1 minute apiece for each team. So we'll kick off with the first team. Start off with the yes side. Yes, the Steelers are the best team in the NFL right now. Who wants to kick it off? Who's your initial speaker? Yes side? West side? Okay, bet. Yep. All right, so we'll start off with Connie Westside. Sir, you have 1 minute on the clock. Run it.
All right. So last year they went eight and eight last year. Didn't make the playoffs, but they still had a really talented team, man. Coming back, you wind up adding a Micah Fitzpatrick to make your defense complete again.
Point.
You saw that at the tail end of the season last year. Now you're starting to see everything come together with Ben Roethlisberger coming back. They drafted a wide receiver in Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
Claypool, which already has 5 touchdowns, 375 yards total receiving. You have Vince Williams leading that defense with the most tackles, solo tackles on the team. And then not only that, you have Mike Hilton, you have Joe Hayden, T.J. Watt, just a bunch of other names that you can just throw out there that are playing really good football right now. Offensive line is on point. Not only that, when you look at the history with Mike Tomlin, Mike Tomlin knows how to win.
All right, y'all, we're going to open up the floor for the rest of the team. Go for it.
So just to piggyback as what my boy Westside was saying, last year this team went 8-8 without Big Ben. Big Ben is back, and you see what they're doing. Just imagine if they had Big Ben last year. With Mika on the defense, he came over last year, and now he's had enough time to really gel with that defense. And look at it shows T.J. Watt is balling out. And then offensively, oh, my God, you got so many weapons. Juju was out, and they still produced.
Point.
You had Claypool. See? You had that boy Johnson. He balled out when he was healthy for the time being. And then Connor, and then they have enough pieces to fill in, because when Connor went out, what's their running back name?
I can't help
ain't
you.
That good.
Oh, you're talking about
Snell. Snell came in and he carried the rock. You know what I'm saying? They continue to feed. You know what I'm saying?
They get a lot of points.
They eat every week.
All right, that's time. That's time.
I didn't get that many points. I threw out stats.
6-point round, y'all. 6-point round for the yes side.
6-point?
He'd be a nice round. I got 3 of those points?
Yes, you did. 6-point
round.
Okay, yes.
No,
you should take away the point.
Right,
we run it with the nose side. Who's gonna kick y'all off?
I kick it off, yo.
All right, bet you got a minute on the clock.
I got a lot to say.
So,
big facts.
We're gonna roll like this.
Let go.
So I say no because, if you look at their opponents, they beat the Titans.
Nobody,
you know what I'm saying. They beat the only other team will be the Ravens. And let's look at the opponents and match them with the Chiefs.
If you can get through this whole time without saying the Chiefs one time, I'll give you 2 points.
I mean, if we're comparing. Okay.
You just messed it up.
Nah, you messed it up. Because I'm going to give you some stats. Y'all keep interrupting me. Okay. So, if you look at the Ravens, the Chiefs beat the Ravens by 14. They blew them out. It was a very close game between the Ravens. You could easily say Lamar Jackson, if he holds onto that ball, it's not even a game. So the Chiefs have the top. They're in the top 5 in both categories of scoring. I don't go by yards. I go by points. The Chiefs have a top 3 defense. They had the number 3 defense in points allowed defensively, and they're the number 3 offense in the league. So they have both sides of the ball, plus they have special teams. They play better quality teams than the Steelers. They play the Chargers, who actually do have a good team. A little bit in the they recommend not reflect that, but they're a very good team. They beat the Bills, which is a playoff team. The Bills is a playoff team, and we also blew out the Ravens. The Chiefs are taking Pat Mahomes out in the fourth quarter. Are the Steelers taking Ben Roethlisberger out in the fourth quarter? I mean, they've done that a few games, and they've taken their foot off the gas. They've taken their foot off the gas in a few games also, right, where they could have continued to score points.
That's time. I did give you a little bit more time because I interrupted you. All right. So
did we get 1 point?
Yeah. You got some points. Well, I'll summarize at the end.
He has some good points, man.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Let's open up the floor. We got 1 minute.
I see you, Rick.
I'll say who the Steelers faced so far this year has not been anything worth watching besides the Ravens and the Titans. You beat the Giants. Wow. Point. You beat the Broncos. Wow. You beat the Texans, who are dying. You beat the Eagles.
Barely.
You struggled against the Eagles, which is pathetic. Point. And then you beat the Browns. More trash. And then you beat the Titans and the Ravens. Those are the two hardest games you had. So, I'm like, okay, I get y'all 2 good wins. Good job. That's 2 wins. You got the best team. You beat trash. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, God.
You got 20 seconds.
You
said nothing.
You said absolutely nothing. You're the best of the trash. Like, how does that sound? How's that look?
Venora, you gave absolutely no point for me.
Yes, I did. So if you're saying I didn't get a point, then you beat the Giants. Congratulations. You want a cookie? Like, what does that even mean? That's silly.
Big facts.
Like, if you beat the Chiefs, I'd be like, okay.
I mean, if you got it available.
So I'm just saying.
I would eat my cookie.
How much time we got?
All right, hey, no time. Hey. That was
but
it.
The Steelers ain't played the Chiefs since they left. All
right, y'all. So look, we got six to five. It was a 5-point round.
Hey, man.
It was a 5-point round.
Hey, Will, send a thank you card to V, man. You said a lot and got 1 point.
No, he actually got 3 points.
Bet. You just wasn't saying it. Okay.
How?
Yeah.
I said it.
I did say it. But I didn't say it super loud. All right. Anyway, we got.
Because he don't want people to know what the score is.
Listen, it's 6-5. We got 1 minute on the clock. We got 1 minute on the clock for the yes side to rebuttal, right? We got 1 minute on the clock for the yes side to rebuttal. Who wants to kick that off?
Yeah, let me say something.
Go for it, voice.
Ooh. All right, first and foremost, if we want to talk about statistics,
get them.
We have to talk about the fact that the Ravens had the number 4 defense, and they beat them. The Titans, to this day, have the number 5 offense, and they beat them as well. So let's not act like they haven't played anyone at all, and I'm going to turn it over.
Name two teams.
I'm going to turn it over to my teammates for the rest of it.
Okay, so I want to say this. So, yes, the Browns are trash, but they are 5-2.
38-7.
They're 5-2.
38-7. That's not a point, Ernest.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. They are 5-2. They are winning games, right or wrong.
Right.
Points.
So they beat them. Okay, my next game, the Titans, you have Derrick Henry. They had, let me see, Derrick Henry had how many yards? 75 yards. 75 rushing yards.
All right, this was an undefeated Titans team at the time, too.
Wait, y'all, wait. Y'all, okay, go ahead. Y'all still eating off of the voice's time. You got to.
All right, let me say something real quick. We got the Steelers have the number one ranked defense right now as well.
Say that, voice.
Point.
That's great.
No, they don't.
Say less, bro.
Come on, they don't. Man.
Well, maybe say more because you got 45 more seconds.
So
what?
Go ahead, Westside.
They got the number one defense as far as yards, but not points scored.
So look, the voice only took up 30 seconds of his 1 minute. They ate into the rest of that. They now have 30 seconds. Right? Okay. So they have 30 seconds.
I don't
think they have nothing else to say. We have
nothing else to say. Is there really anything left to say?
No, wait.
They're the only undefeated team in the league right now, which makes them the best right now.
All right. You have nothing left to say.
First off, you got losing Giants is always hating. Then you also got a dog on.
We'll have to move on. You had one more time, but you forfeited it.
It seems like living the past.
All right. So we're
I'm just saying.
That was recent.
All right. So we're heading over to the past. We're heading over to the nose side. Run it.
Okay. Let me just get a few points off. I want to make sure that we talk about all the stats that they gave in the last 2 minutes were from two games. The Titans and the Ravens. Nothing else. We're not talking about them beating the Browns, beating the Giants, beating the Eagles, which all seven of their games, they won less than 10 points. Less than 10 points. It was 10, points. It was 7, it was 3, it was 1. If Lamar Jackson doesn't fumble, they probably have a chance to win that game. If they don't do a design run on 4th-and-2, they probably end up winning that game. Points. Like, This thing that we're talking about, nobody's afraid of the Steelers. When you talk about beating up on the Giants and the Eagles and the Browns, which, yes, they're 5-2, but even their quarterback says, I've never felt like it feels like an 0-6. He ain't even realizing how they win in the game.
Point.
Like, let's be honest here. You're talking about a number one defense that teams aren't really afraid of. Number one defense, you beating teams by 3 points? Like, are you really the number one, or is it just a stat?
They're only number one.
It's time. All right, go for it. No. Y'all open. Go for it.
Oh, and I would say that's not number one. That's number as far as points allowed. They're number six as far as points allowed defensively. The Chiefs are number three. And so the number one defense, I think, was Miami. Miami's the number one defense.
Well, you guys stop talking about the Chiefs, bro.
But I'm saying, I just said Miami's number
Every
one
time
defensively.
You say the
so I'm going
to be a negative.
How can I not mention the team? Because I said, who's the best team?
We know that the Chiefs are the best.
They're
team.
Not.
We know that.
Pittsburgh is not the best team because.
There we go.
Because, like you said, nobody's afraid of them. They're not blowing teams out. Who have they blown out except for the Browns?
The Browns. That's it.
It's the Browns, you know? So it's like, and that's the division opponent. So. You can't really brag about
it. I just want y'all to talk about the stats from the garbage teams. Y'all talked about the two teams they faced in the seven games they played against the Titans and the Ravens, and those are the only two teams you can even remotely talk about on their winning record. They're a 7-0 team that nobody's afraid of.
Point.
They talking about Big Ben as a liability. They say he's the weakest link on their team.
All right, y'all, that's time. Okay. Look, wait. We're tied right now, 10-10. We are tied right now, 10-10. You have 1 minute, open floor for the yes side. Ooh. Go for it.
All right, so keep talking about being scared. Who cares about who's scared of who if you are winning every single game?
Point.
They're
about to take some L's.
It doesn't matter. If you're beating everybody, you're beating every single person that comes up against you. Team, go ahead and say something before I mess up something.
Let me go back. Y'all keep
talking about the teams that don't have good records. Why would we say something about a team that doesn't have a good record? That's just opening up the floor for y'all to win. That's stupid.
Point.
That can't be a point.
It is, though, because y'all keep talking
point.
About it.
That's the point. Anyway,
I never have to say, like,
if you look at the rest of the schedule, if you look at the rest of the schedule, you see they see Baltimore again. Yeah, the teams that they see, you got Baltimore and Buffalo, Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
they're going to take some L's.
They're tough teams, supposedly. But, like,
time.
They're, go ahead. Sorry.
Time. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. All right.
Don't mute me after I said sorry. I'm not going to talk.
You have been muted.
I have a question. I have a comment.
Hold on, wait.
Quick, you go, talk,
wait,
V.
Wait, y'all got 1 minute.
So now I got a little attitude.
Wait, y'all got 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all be muting me. But they talk attitude. Over me over and over again. And it's okay. Ooh, so my attitude is now like, wait, so you going to mute me when I said the things they've been saying? Okay, I'm just going to make sure. I just want to get it right before I... So I can either be like, you know, I'll just be like, whatever, I'll play the game or not.
Wait.
This is not our 60 seconds.
No, we're going here. Let's go, Venora. We're going here. Look.
Wait,
ma'am. Listen, I never mute you. You are the least.
And you just.
You are the least muted person here.
Listen, you've been muted one time.
See, but I stand in my truth. I stand up for my. Look,
that's your truth.
You want to say something?
Wait, that's your truth.
My truth is
I see you get muted one time. You can't.
Wait, Venora. Through the whole time you've been here, I've never ever muted you. I just did
ever.
It just now. This is your first time. This is your first time ever being muted. It's your first time ever being muted.
You cabin.
No, you know what? She has a point about being talked over and stuff.
She does have a point. I got to mute you for that. So she does. Now that,
that's y'all. I'm telling y'all to shut up when this girl be wanting to talk. I'll be like, y'all, shut up.
No. She is real. She is real. And we definitely want to make sure that you're not talked over. But at the same time, I had to mute you just now because it was somebody else.
Because you talk nonsense sometimes. It's cool.
See, now I got to mute you. All right. So now, Venora, I do understand, though, right? Are we cool?
Everything's cool. I was gonna make, now I just know what it is.
Can we move
on? What is it? You know what it is.
What is it now?
I just know it's cool. I call things out. Unlike you, Westside, I call things out in live time, and that's like, so I will say something in live time.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
So can we get back to the debate now, please?
We sure can. We sure can.
Squad. Right. Eat your food, V.
Get out of here. Anyway, so you got, there's 1 minute. There's 1 minute
Please
on the clock.
Let her go first.
You got 1 minute on the clock. And look, I need all that smoke you just bought, too. You got 1 minute on the clock. Go for it.
One second, it'll take only 10 seconds. Everybody's saying the same daggone thing. We're talking about two teams. And again, how are you going to say, hey, you're the best team because you beat all the trash? Now it's time for actual competitors. I want to see how they actually meet up against competitors. Yes, you struggled with the Titans, and you beat them, but it was a struggle. And you struggled with the Eagles. So if you're going to sit here and talk about you're the best team, why are you struggling against an NFC East team was trash? So that's all I got to say. Y'all can take
that. Big facts. I think if you look at the rest of their schedule, and you talk about ease of schedule, they have a possibility they can go 15-2. The rest of their schedule is the Cowboys, the Bengals, the Jags, the Ravens again, Washington. Buffalo, Bengals, Colts, Browns. Like, they're – why are we talking about strength of schedule? And if you're going to talk about an undefeated team, 7-0, you talk about every single game. You don't talk about the two games where the team – they played against good competitors. And that little statement you made, Voice, about why would we talk about the other teams? Because it's in their record. You got to talk about the teams they beat. If you're going to talk about the trash team, you
– All right, y'all, that was time. Y'all, listen. Y'all not going to like this. All right. So, 12-11 for the yes side.
Oh, my God.
12-11.
I'm going to say this, and then you got to go towards the thing. The two teams that they barely beat were actually competitive. The Titans and the Ravens. They struggled against both of those teams. They barely beat them both. And so it's like,
but they beat them nonetheless, right?
But I'm saying they struggled.
They beat them nonetheless, right?
I just feel like out of those 12 points, five of them were the same point.
Yeah, they didn't say
if we're no, just no, 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 no,
no,
no.
No disrespect to you.
Actually,
I'm just saying.
Actually, y'all reiterated a lot.
No, you gave them a point for saying. You gave Conrad a point for saying they were the number one defense and they're not the number one defense. Don't nobody care about y'all.
First off,
about
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Yards don't win you games. One. Points win games.
So, yeah, you know what? You're right.
But you got to save MVP JT before we
Who's sitting out? There with a donut? Who's sitting there with a donut, my friend?
What you got, MVP?
Hey, guys, guess what? They are all professionals. Win, lose,
draw. Man, chill out. Hey,
right.
Rick, who's
back?
Are they the best team in the NFL?
All right, y'all have a good
Rick, are they the best team in the NFL?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
No. All right, y'all, we're
I
going back.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's enough.
Look, we headed into the
break. Why they not?
Say it again.
You can't say no. Why they not?
Give 2 points.
Okay. Now.
2 points.
If I give 2 points, the point would really be points that have been made, to just to reiterate, right? One would be they have faced some competition. We can't say that. They have faced competition because when they beat that Browns team, everybody thought the Browns team was ascending, right? Mm-hmm. They made sure that they didn't. So actually, they are one of the best teams in the league. Actually, when you brought up the schedule stuff, Miles, you actually kind of proved the other team's point because they're actually set up to be the best team all the way through up until the very end. The problem is when they do face teams like I think when they face the Chiefs later on in the playoffs, I think they run up against an issue. Not to give any more joy to Will, but. I definitely feel that there's some issues there, right? I do love their weapons on the outside. Y'all brought up some great point. You got Chase Claypool out there. He's phenomenal. Deontay Johnson, I think he's great too, right? You also have Juju, but Juju's not really going off like that yet. So you don't see a lot from Juju yet. You got James Conner. Conner's great. Snell is great too. At the same time, I still feel like there's weaknesses there. They are facing some competition that's lesser than them, but they're playing to their level of competition. They're not blowing these teams out like you've mentioned before. So I feel that when they face a real complete team, like when they see a complete team, it'll be some trouble. And I guess, like you said, I think, Miles, you brought this up. You mentioned that they were about to lose to that Ravens team, and they were.
Yep.
They were about to lose to that team. If for some way, right, if he could have completed a pass, right, if Lamar Jackson could have completed a pass, they would have lost that game. So I would say they're not the best team in the league, but I will say they are one of the best teams in the league. And when it comes down to it, they're neck and neck with anybody in the league. And I think they can beat anybody on any given day. So, but they're not completely dominant like that. All right, y'all.
I can say this. When they do face the Chiefs, I do got them winning. I will say the Steelers.
All right, y'all. Look, we're going to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Killing, they figure I never be hot as a tiller. Gorilla when I'm in the booth of the feeling, you know what the deal is. Now get out your feelings, so this gonna be critical. Cut thing umbilical, pooping inside of a mind of a criminal. Meaning I'm moving in silence, subliminal. We get king up in the pool, like familiar, humming a billion, bruh.